Okay, so let's just quickly review. Yesterday we really didn't have any svaras, just had questions. So let's just review the problems. So what the Gemara basically says is that the pasuk, there's a pasuk, the halacha is openly, but shchita you need two simanim for a behema, right? Two pipes for a behema. You need by fish zero, asifa ba'alma, just gathering them in the mutter. And for oaf, the Torah specifically writes oaf in between da behema and dagim. Okay, in between behema and dagim. And it teaches you, it's out of order, which is the earlier in the parasha did. I think earlier in the parasha had behema and then dagim and then oaf.
Which and line that, are we on?
So, I'm just talking outside for now. I'll tell you inside. So let's say it went out of the ordinary order. So what happens is that it teaches you specifically it interjected oaf in between behema and dog. So it says why. So it tells you that behema, that dog, that it's similar to both behema and the dog. Okay, it's similar to behema. You can't, and since it's compared to behema, you can't get away with zero simanim because behema needs two simanim. On the other hand, you can't say you need two simanim because it's similar to dog, and dog needs zero. So therefore, the conclusion is it needs one simanim. One simon, it's in between. A dog needs zero simon, it just needs to gather them. The hema needs two, and the oaf needs one. It's like a middle ground. Right? It's like a middle ground. So, yeah, so we said on the surface, it seems like not exactly a middle ground. It's basically, dog needs nothing. Dog is just a mutter. Behema needs two and oaf needs one. So that's not exactly like a middle ground. It's similar to a behema. It just happens to be. It's instead of needing two, it needs one. But like zero isn't like anything. Zero, the dog just doesn't need anything altogether. So it's not exactly like oaf isn't similar to dog in that regard. I mean, practically, I guess it needs less, but zero isn't, you know, one simon isn't close to zero. It just, zero means it doesn't need anything, and one means it needs a simon. Right? So, but we said, if you look into it, it's not so simple, because it would seem that by behema, by dog, really it's not just, at least from the Rambam, we'll see, it's not just that dog. The way you normally think of it is that dog are kosher. They simply don't have any shechita. They're intrinsically, automatically kosher. Right? Like vegetables or fruit. You don't need to do shechita on fruit. There's kosher. So you think fish are just kosher. As long as they're kosher, they're kosher. You don't need a matir then. See, behema is kosher, we need a matir. It's Eir Menachai, and you have to matir through Shlita. But the Rambam says that really, Dagim Echagav Ein Tzrich and Shlita, Ella, this is in Aleph Gimel in the Rambam. Ein Tzrich and Shlita, Ella Asifasan, Hi Hamaterasasan. So the gathering them is that which is matir them. So it's not just pshat that they're mutar. No, they're asar, it would seem. But the gathering is the matir. How are you, Omer? It's called Yosef Lam Matzalam. The Torah compares Shchita by Bakar and Son to Asifa by Fish, gathering. Asifa's Dagim, Kishchita's Bakar and Son. So they're compared. And by Chagavim, Grasshoppers also, it just says Asifa. The Fikach, the Rambam says, if they just die on their own within the water, Utaram. Mitaram, their mutter. Why? Why is that fikach? Anything you think now?
Still do a sifa?
I guess you do a sifa once they die. Right? Umutul achon chayim, and you're allowed to eat them alive. Apparently, that's also on a sifa.
While they're still alive, you can eat them.
While they're still alive, you can eat them. It's still also on a sifa. Apparently, it's him. So,
if they die, what happens?
Very fresh.
They die on their own, also, that's fine.
Okay. You can eat sushi, you can eat them alive.
So that's what the Ram says. So it turns out Sadigon seems to argue.
Is there ever a case where you can't?
And that's the problem, is it doesn't seem that there's any case in the Rambam, at least because Moshe says, if you eat them in your mouth, you just open your mouth and they swim, and then like closing your mouth on them, that's also a sifa. So it turns out they're always mutter. So it's funny the Rambam says, this is the problem, is that sifa is the matir. I mean, what kind of an isser? Torah asters it, but it's like, it's asr eat it, but the second you eat it, you're matering it because you gather it. It's like an isser which never comes to fruition. What kind of isser is that?
So,
It sounds like what I'm saying is, in theory, why is it not even a chai if you eat it from a fish? If you just take a bite out of a fish. It would seem because the gathering it is matir. So when you gather the fish, that's matir.
Okay.
But it's like, it's what kind of an isser? So it's like fish are usser to eat, but there's a matir the second you eat it. It's like a kind of an isser as that. So the Sadigon, they bring down the name of Sadigon, both on the Kazmishna base, Yosef, that he held, there's two different versions of it, but it sounds like they're both true, is that it's usser to eat them alive, and it's usser to eat them if they die on their own. Okay, like both things which the Rambam you think would say are usser, he holds they're usser. He holds you have to gather them and they have to die. Right, if they die on their own, they're really usser.
They're not usser, or they are?
They are. According to Sadigon. They die on their own, they're usser, and if they're alive and you just want to eat them, that's their usser. So apparently he's holding that's not going to be asifa. Sounds like he's holding asifa, you have to kill them through gathering them alive and doing asifa, something like that. But the Rambam's holding that. So the main problem is the Rambam, I think. We get to the Rosarion, but the main problem is the Rambam. And then once we do that, hopefully we can get back to considering how... But in a certain sense, I'm just saying, the Rambam helps out with the fact that chickens, birds, are similar to fish. Because fish also need something. They need asifa, but their asifa, their matir doesn't demand any simanim. A behemoth's matir demands two simanim. And an ov's matir demands one simanim. So it's not pshat that a dog is intrinsically mutter. Intrinsically mutter, then an ov has nothing to do with it. But if you say that an ov, that a behemoth, the dog really isn't intrinsically mutter, it needs a matir, so then its matir is no simanim.
What's the connection to ov?
I'm saying is that ov is mutter with one simanim. And the Gemara says that ov is compared, it's like a middle ground between behemoth and dog. Okay, because behemoth is two simanim and dog is zero simanim. And oaf is one simanim, right? And so I'm saying is like this, that if you learn, the normal way you would learn is that dogim are intrinsically mutter. It is like barely like fruit. So then oaf is nothing like dogim. Oaf is like shchita, it's like a behemoth, totally, and each shchita. Now it happens to be there shchita is two, here shchita is one. But oaf, but dog has nothing to do with it altogether. But if you say that dog really also needs a matir, it needs a matir of asifa. So you have a matir of dog has no simanim, it's just asifa ba'alma. The matir of behemoth is two simanim, and then the matir of oaf is one simanim, which is in between the two. You know, but that's assuming you look at dog as a matir. But if you look at dog as just an absence, then conceptually, but the oaf really has nothing to do with dog. Dog is intrinsically kosher. Oaf is really asar, and the behemoth is asar. The Matt says it's good. I think that's kind of what Rosadigon sounds like. Is that you see, Shchita is a method of killing it. And you can say Asifa is a method of killing it. Right? The way you kill an animal is by slaughtering it. The way you kill a fish is by taking it out of the water. Like by gathering it. Right? That's a type of killing. Right? And they're saying that's all you have to do. Something like that. It's a type of killing. So that's also the Matir. By Shchita, by Bam, we have to kill it in a certain way. By dog, you could kill it even in a lesser way, just taking it out of the water. But of course, if you want, you can do shchita, you go cut or whatever, but you don't have to. It's asifa ba'alma. That's sufficient to be, you can kill it through asifa. But to say that if it dies on its own, and then you just take it out of the water, that doesn't seem to be analogous to shchita. Right? Or if it's still alive, it doesn't seem to be asifa either. It would seem like that's what you're saying, is that, that asifa is like shchita. Just it's less specific. Shchita is this very, very specific way to kill it. Here, it's asifa, any method of killing it, even just asifa. You just gather it, pick it up out of the water, and it dies. That's sufficient. But you have to be killing it that way, and it has to actually be dead. Would seem. Seems like that's the train of thought of Zadigon. Maybe we'll spell it out more once we get to Rambam. But for the Rambam, it just seems like, how is it like shchita? No, it doesn't seem to be like shchita at all. But the pasuk does compare them. It says it's on vage shachet, and the dagim is called the ayav yosef lahem. What's a lahem? What would the Rambam say if you just open your mouth and a fish swims into it and you swallow? Right.
You can control that.
It seems like it's still mutter. First of all, he doesn't say, oh, but if you don't swallow, he says you'll eat it alive. He doesn't say you have to take it in your hand and do it. That's what Kizmishon is saying.
Be a
what? Is that a chila? No, well, yeah, like, you open. That's what I say. You deliberately do it. You,
no, even if you hold it in your hand, I'm not even saying it properly.
Well, yeah, the Ram definitely says that. He says you're allowed to eat them alive.
But you think that means like
you have to chew it?
I mean, I don't know.
I mean, you close your mouth on it and you swallow it. What's the difference? I don't know. He doesn't say Kenyan or whatever. I mean, eating it is like any guy told me that. You're eating it. I mean, it doesn't seem from the Ram there's any case of Esser. That's what Wozni says. The Kizma says, even if you cut the catch them in your mouth without your hands, but that while you're eating them, then you're gathering them. So it's like, it seems to be true. That's the same as Mishnah deduces, but it seems to be a fair deduction. The Ram should tell you, oh, but make sure you don't swallow them, whatever. He doesn't say anything like that.
No,
he doesn't say, make sure you chew.
It sounds like there's no real, nothing to do with death then.
It doesn't seem like it. Yeah, you're swimming around inside your belly. Yeah. So thing like this. Is like, let me show you Rambam. Interesting Rambam. Yeah. A little bit of a chiddush. I'm not sure about this idea, but let's see what happens. So, Rambam says in the Koseras, Hilchot Shechita, Lishchot ve'achar kach yeachal. Okay? To shacht, and then to eat. Very Koseras, very intro. You know, the mitzvahs I say, how many mitzvahs I say? Tippy top. So to shacht and then to eat. So what's interesting in that? To eat. What do you mean, lishchot? You just say lishchot? That's the idea of lishchot. Yeah, and now he says like this. Mitzvah says, she yishchot, mi she yirtze le'echol basar ve'hem o'chai ve'oth. Ve'ach kach ye'ochel. She nemar. Da-da-da. Right? So it's a mitzvah, someone who wants to eat, to eat, should do shechita and then eat it. Right? Shechita and then eat it. Okay. So it's interesting, right? Simpson makes a point of that. So, of course, I mean, shechita makes a mutter. So, yeah, of course, you want to eat it, then this is what makes it kosher. But what does my eating it have to do with doing shechita? Shechita is just intrinsically halacha, is that you have to do shechita, the matzah is basar. What's the mitzvah that someone who wants to eat should do, shechita, and then eat it? Okay, so now if you look at his, Adam Arishon was basically, when God created the world, he gave Adam the plants and stuff to eat, right? Part of the creation was, in the Ma'aseh Bereishis itself, he gave him he gave him all the fruits to man and to the animals, all the fruits and vegetables and whatever to eat.
Right.
Okay, but Adam wasn't really allowed to eat animals, life. Okay, who was allowed to eat life? When did meat become mustard?
After Noah.
So after the Teva, it says, "Vayvarachim esnach v'espanav v'yomar lahem puruvim lus aretz, u'morachem chitchem yal kol chayas aretz v'al kol hashmayim." So your fear will be upon all the animals and the birds, v'chol she'etem osa adama, and the crawlies, v'chol tigeh hayam, v'yadchem nitanu, and all the fish, right? And all the fish I gave into your hands. Kol rem ashu chay lecham yelachla, ki yarek esem, asati lecham eskol. I gave you everything, just like the vegetables, I gave you everything. So life was given over to, the living creatures were given over to Adam, to Noach, but don't eat it when it's alive. That's Eber Nachai. Okay, so basically, when Noah came around, God matired animals, fish included. But, he says, not when it's interesting, but not Eber Nachai. Okay? Fine. So I'm thinking is like this, is that God matured us to eat animals. But the institution of shechita is lishchot ve'achkach ye'achal. It's not just like it's an iser, but it's almost like that's how you eat. It's like your eating is reliant upon shechita. That's the way we eat. That's like the Yisrael eats lishchot ve'achkach ye'achal. Like our eating is an eating with a matir. We eat not because we don't intrinsically have a right to eat animals. Right? You see, Adam Rishon didn't. The human condition intrinsically, you don't have a right to eat animals. but God gave us a matir. So our eating is like an eating which is with a matir. And like our achila, it's not just the din of shchita, but the achila itself is qualified. It's an achila based upon a matir. Okay, we eat with a matir. We don't just eat. It's not intrinsically. We don't intrinsically have a right to eat other life, other life forms. We don't. They're usher. But they're matir them. God was matir them. And how was he matir them? He didn't just say they're mutter. He built in that you actually need a matir. Right? And it's not just that there. It's when he matired it to Noah, he didn't just say, that's it, the Esser's off. I'm sorry, it was also for Adam. Adam was not allowed to eat these things, right? So it was also. Now comes along, and the Noah's mother. So is it just he canceled the Esser? That God canceled the Esser? So I guess, yeah, in Halacha, I mean, maybe for Noah it was, but basically God matired it, and in Torah, in Tariq Mitzvahs, that matir is expressed, is that you're not allowed to eat it without a matir. And what's the matir? So by behema it's shchita. Shchita stei simanim. By oof it's shchita simen echad. And by dogim it's asifa. By dogim it's asifa. Now, what is asifa? What is asifa? So asifa, simple pshat, what is asifa? Asifa means that you're, so to speak, taking them out of nature. Right, and there's fish exist in the universe, right, in the world, in the environment, and asifa means you're taking them into your dominion, right? You're taking them, you're gathering them, so it means that you're taking them out of their world and you're bringing them into man's world, and Hashem allows you to take them into your world and to eat them, right? Now, of course, eating them does that, but the point is that. The Isser doesn't have any halachic impact on Isser. There's nothing that's Usser. But I'm saying is the impact it has is that it qualifies your Achila as an Achila with a Matir. That your Achila is not an intrinsic Achila that you intrinsically have a right to do. But it's an Achila that you're eating it with the Matir that God gave you. Namely, Asifa. It's kind of similar to the Rav Sfar, like by Tefillah. He says that Tefillah, you need a Matir for Tefillah.
I thought brachos in general give you a matir.
Yes, brachos is another thing, but brachos are the rabbanon. Brachos, I mean, the brachos is another thing.
That's a similar idea.
Similar idea, yeah. It's a similar idea. That's true, but that's not like in the chafta. That's like it's a similar idea.
That's more on the person.
Yeah, it's a good question. I mean, we could talk about brachos. I mean, it's definitely a related idea, but it's for instance, you can't just take an animal. Instead of doing a shchita, just make a bracha and matir, right? So you see, like, the chafetz needs a matir. Like, bracha is, like, maybe it's matir
hana. Before you get to that
point. Yeah, it's matir hana of the gavra, I guess, is, like, is bracha.
Right,
but the chafetz becomes hutar through shchita or through asifa. The chafetz becomes matir. So I'm saying, though, is that the effect of the iser is not so much insofar as there's a practical nafkamina, but it's that it's lishchot v'achkat ge'yachel, that your achila is the experience of the achila, kedushas yisrael, and we have part of like achishchidas and kedusha, but the kedushas yisrael is that our achilas behemos is an achila of life forms is an achila of the matir. So it's a matir which is an automatic, practically it happens whenever I do it. But I'm eating it with reliance upon the Matir Vasifa. And I know that. That's the nature of the Achila of a Jew. Even though it doesn't really have a Nafkamina, by what's it called that it doesn't have a Nafkamina? By a dog. But all life forms, the system is that all life forms I eat it with the Matir, right? So the 2-7-1-7 Asifa. It happens to me by Asifa, I guess in its own right, I'm not sure if in its own right if you just had Asifa it would do anything, but there's a system. Like a three-part system is that shchitas beima ke asifas dagim and chagav moso, Torah system, and that's the way in which we eat. So your eating is not intrinsic; it's eating with a matir. I was saying the Rav says this by tefillah, is that tefillah is intrinsically a person can't praise God. Ooh, we to praise God and to turn to God. He's the creator of all the universe. So what else our praise worth? So we can't really do it. But the Torah says, but to not do it would also be wrong. It would be a man needs to relate to God, otherwise he'd be lost. So the Torah says you can do it with the matir. The Torah gave you a matir to do it. Now, what do you mean? But it's not Asur, so I could do it. Intrinsically, I'm allowed to do it. But I have to know that it's not an intrinsic thing, that I intrinsically could turn to God. I'm doing it with the reliance upon the Matir. So I'm saying the same thing here. It's like, I'm eating it. My achila is not an intrinsic right. It's a right. I'm doing it because God matir it. And the way the God matir it is, what's the matir? The matir is lasifa. What's the matir for tefillah? They say psukei zimra or whatever. That's part of the sugyas of Hillel's tefillah. There's matir of the tefillah also. But halachically, the matir is lasifa. Yeah, I'm saying is the nafkimina is halachically. It's, first of all, let's say it's halachically. There's nothing wrong halachically to say there's an Isser and there's a Matir. It's just a little bit, it's funny, what's the point of it? It doesn't accomplish anything. It's like an Isser which automatically disappears when you do it. So what I'm saying is the sense, though, halachically, is I'd say it's a kiyum in the achila. Your achila is an achila. It's not an intrinsically Matir. Like fruit is intrinsically Matir. But now the achila of Yisrael is an achila which is built upon a Matir. So it impacts the nature of achila. So it's like the kiyum in Kedushas Yisrael. So Kedusha is that our Achila is an Achila based on a Matir. Or we eat living beings with the Matir. So that is the Matir. That's halachically, there's an Esser. So to speak, every time I have a fish, it's Asar eat. And my gathering it is, my bringing it into my dominion is what allows me to eat it. So I have to do it. Now it's true, practically speaking, I always do that. But still, halachically, it's functioning as a Matir. So if I would be able to eat it without doing that, it would be Asar. I'd be violating Asar. But I can't practically do it. But conceptually, that's the case. And what's the point of that? It's like a frivolous thing. The point of it is that man is eating. Man knows that he's eating with the Matir, and that's a kiyum of this Israel. I'm saying it wouldn't make sense if you only had fish. If everything was Asifa, then there would be no nafkamina. Maybe it would be, I'm not sure. Maybe it makes sense because there's a system which applies by all Balei Chayim. And the saying is that system has their various degrees. And the highest degree is by Behemah, and then Oaf, and then Dagim. So it's like it's part of the system of Matir, of Balei Chayim, that they're Asar. And the Matir is these three things. It's a different Achila. It's like it's an achila shel kedusha because it's an achila which relies upon the matir. So it's the nafkamina is that it gives a halacha character of kedusha to the achila.
Is it magical? What benefit is there to
the achila kedusha? Yeah. That's a kiyam. It's a kiyam in kedusha Israel. Then achila Israel. You do because whenever you eat balecha, you always only eat them with the matir. So by shechita, by behema, you do shechita shtei simanim. By this, you do one siman, and by here, you do asifa. So that's the system, and now your achila of Yisrael is all achilas balei chai follow the system. Now, that means the system doesn't tell me anything, but now that it changes my achila. I'm saying the experience of the achila is it's a different achila, and that's part of the mitzvah of shechita. It's not just that there's an iser. That's what I'm saying for the Rambam, the way the Rambam formulates it. It's like lishchol ve'achakach ye'achal. Means it's like the achila is qualified as an achila shel shiyash hutar ayde shchita. It's a quality in the achila that it's not just an intrinsic achila like a flagrant, like just a hefker achila. I see because I write there intrinsically, it's achila shehutar, and that's a different achila. And a gavra who eats hutar achilas means, so to speak, if God wasn't matir terasifa, he wouldn't do it. So it means it's the quality of your achila is an achila shehutar. It's a different type of an achila. And that's a kiyam. That's a halachic kiyam. That my achila is behemos, or my achila is balei chai, or achila is shehutar. Not just in, like, my achila fruit, I don't need that. Or just an achila fruit. And whatever, that's different, sugya. But there's no halachic matya there. But here, the achila, it's a different achila. It's lishchad v'achiyach yachal. It's an achila shehutar ayde shchita, or hutar ayde asifa. So the nafkamina is for the matir. Then now my achila is a different kind of an achila, halachically. Right. I mean, if I was saying good, that's part of the kivshua was extended. God told man to conquer the world, the universe, and that was extended to the balei chai. Originally, it wasn't.
Right.
But then it was extended to balei chai through asifa. Asifa means you're bringing it as part of your conquest of it. You're bringing it into your domain. And that's the matir. You know, it just happens to be, it's a very minimalistic thing. You don't have to do anything. You automatically are going to do it. But that's conceptually, that's the matir. God gave you a right to do that, to bring it into your domain and eat it. Now, of course, you're doing that by eating it, but that's now the nature of your achilah.
Well, that's a sifa. A sifa means you're taking it out of its environment and you bring it into your environment.
Yeah, exactly. Right. That's a conquest, right? That's the kibush of them. You bring it into your domain. Mm-hmm. But of course, putting it in your mouth is doing that. Of course, it's doing that. Yeah. It's better than putting it in a fish tank. Putting it in your mouth. What kind of greater a sifa than that? Right. And even if it's dead, it's dead in the environment, and now you bring it into your domain. So now it's dead, it's going to go into the whatever, the ecosystem, and become like in some size or whatever, but now you're taking it to your domain. Right? Whereas, what's the name? The Sadi Gon says, he learns that it has to really be a matir. The Torah is actually giving you a restriction. He doesn't go for this. He's saying this is going to be he's going the other way. He's saying that's going to be an afkmina. The matir is that your Torah is specifying a specific manner of killing it. Although it's minimalistic, where shchita is a very, very, very specific action, but Rav Sadion's saying is, no, all you have to do is kill it. Any killing it. Presumably that's what Sadion's learning, is it just means killing it. What matters is that you kill it. Just all you have to do is gather it. Asiva ba'alma. Any type of a killing it. You grab it, you kill it, any which way. You just take it out of the water and dies, that's also fine. But if it's alive, then it's not matar. And if it dies on its own also, there's no matar. He's learning it's like parallel to Shechita, just that Shechita is very specific how you do it, and Sifa, it doesn't really matter. Any type of killing, simply taking it out and letting it die, that's also enough for him. But he's holding there has to be like a nafgamina of the Issa. There's an Issa which has an expression. We have said he agrees with Ramam and the point that there's a kiyam of Lishchav Akach Yeochel, he's just saying is that the Issa has a nafgamina. The kiyam exists through the fact that we're actually exercising restraint and not eating it unless we use the matir. Right? In each instance, both by behema, behema, of, and dagim, feels that the kiyam is always through the fact that there's actually an afkamina on you or making sure that you do it. According to the Rambam, the kiyam is almost like through your idea that you know that you're eating it with the matir. That's how the kiyam exists. It's through the gavras eating it with the matir. And he knows that, that's the kiyam. And even though there's no nafkamina in the case of Dagim, that's still, he's involving himself in the system, the tripart system of, of eating with the matir. It's interesting, it's worth thinking about. I'm not 100% sure that it's a good idea, but I think it makes sense. Your grasshoppers is also a sifa. Grasshoppers is also a sifa.